This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1763. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 5th, Albania, Austria, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Canada, Congo DR, Eritrea, Germany, Greece, Greenland, Korea North, Kuwait, Madagascar, Philippines, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sudan, Syria, Taiwan, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Lots of big news this week, starting with KNLS Alaska is off the air. A report in Rustyx via Dmitry Kutuzov in Russia says, according to Konstantin Chernushenko of the Russian Department of KNLS, it is not on the air. The problem is at the plant. A couple of weeks ago, there was a very strong storm which damaged the antenna. Wires were torn in many places. It's not simple to fix. The antennas have to come down, but there is frost and wind. Apparently, we'll have to wait until it warms up by the end of March. First time this has happened in 30 years. Reporting to Australian DX News, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria has been hearing several harmonics from the CRI relay for China in Albania. 14570, 2 times 7285, a strong signal in Romanian. At 09 to 10, also at 0900 on 18920, which is twice 9460, and at 1200 on 14690, 2 times 7345 in Serbian, and yet another 14440, 2 times 7220 at 1100 in Bulgarian. In the British DX Club, Gary Drew says, I just heard Transworld Radio on 6105 and 7400 saying they are closing shortwave for good on March 29th. He heard this February 27th at 0819. Well, it's not quite that dire. Wolfgang Bischel says only the TWR English service to Europe is stopping shortwave distribution. It'll still be on the air via satellite. And other European languages are still registered for shortwave in the A15 schedule. These two frequencies have been via Austria. It seems there are two Brazilians active now on 4765. Daniel Williams in Brazil says Rádio Integração de Cruzeiro do Sul in Acre has resumed broadcasts on the tropical band. He was hearing it at 1045 to 1115 UT on February 7th. Although it appears to be somewhat circumstantial, he put up some clips of it, which were very difficult to understand, but he also checked out their webcast and found something that matched apparently. This was also reported by Lenildo da Silva in São José das Piranhas back in July of 2012. That may have been one of the last reports before its recent reactivation. It was also reported more recently by Pedro F. Arunatigi in Peru, January 17th of this year at 11:15 to 11:40, and he did get an ID on exactly 4765 in Cruzeiro do Sul por Rádio Integração with the religious program and music. And now it's also reported, although this is presumed, by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, on the 1st of March, 2242 to 2258, there was a football game being covered, Kodar QRM, and blocked by Tajikistan, which came on around 2300. He says from the azimuth of the beverage he was using, he believes it was this station rather than the other Brazilian in Santarém, Pará, Rádio Rural. However, De Vaco in Cumbre DX presumed he was hearing that other one, Rádio Rural, February 27th at 10:15 with lively Brazilian pop music and canned announcements between songs. Sufficient signal strength, but modulation really low. For a long time, the most reliable and usually the only Brazilian station audible here on the 60-meter band overnight has been one of those on 4885, Rádio Clube do Pará in Belém. However, lately I've not been hearing it, such as March 3rd at 0650. No signal, and I wonder if they're off the air completely. However, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden says it was signing off at 2300 UT on February 28th and at 2230 on March 1st, so most likely it's a new reduced schedule. Almost every night, whenever I check for many, many weeks, I've been hearing distorted, crackling spurs coming out of the super signal from Brasilia, the Amazonian service on 11780. The spurs vary slightly, but they are mostly approximately 35 kilohertz above and below 11780. Sometimes they're so strong that second-order spurs occur at twice that separation. I've kept reporting these, including to the Rádio Escutas group in Brazil, but nothing is being done about them. DXers Rudolf Grimm and Huelbe Garcia in Brazil, different parts, say they have tried to hear the spurs, but they cannot. And it seems no one else ever bothers to report them from North America. So, for those who may doubt they exist, I finally recorded a sample March 4th at 0643 UT on my FRG7. Here's what you are about to hear. I start on 11710, and you can hear the crackling. That's the frequency which would interfere with Argentina earlier in the evening. Then I tune up across New Zealand in English on 11725, then the major spur around 11745, then to the fundamental source of the spurs, which itself has clear audio, on 11780, the other matching spur on 11815, then back down across the same to 11780, the garbage on 11745, past New Zealand again and ending at 11710. Some of this is rather unpleasant to hear, so please bear with me. I need to prove these exist, and I'll be back in about 105 seconds.
Here and my training is in theater.
Se antes do início do tratamento, a droga irá funcionar adequadamente. O remédio é receitado e só depois de 3 a 6 meses é que será possível. A USP desenvolver um teste feito a partir de um exame de sangue que detecta rapidamente se o paciente irá reagir bem ao metotrexato.
Coordinating yourself so that you're moving the copper in the creek.
As previously publicized, the Netherlands Pirate Space Shuttle Radio carried out a test on Sunday, March 1st, on 9600. They weren't saying what the transmitter site was. It was between 18 and 19 UT. Tarek Zidan in Egypt was listening. However, there was dead air at 1832 to 1843, so a rather unsuccessful test. Ivo Ivanov was also hearing that, but he was able to identify the site. Yes, it's the one near him in Bulgaria. I thought it would probably be Bulgaria, since that frequency has been registered but not used lately. Ivo Ivanov also reports that the clandestine for Cambodia, Voice of Khmer Mchas Sorok, has cut back as of February 15th from daily broadcast to Thursdays and Sundays only. It's via Tajikistan 17860 at 1130 to 1200 UT. A new post has appeared on the RCI Action Committee blog, caught by Horacio Negro in Uruguay. It's by Wojtek Gwiazda, who's pretty much maintaining it all by himself, celebrating, 70 years of Radio Canada International. Yes, their anniversary was February 25th, but it passed virtually unnoticed since, of course, RCI no longer exists as a shortwave station. It's quite a sad commentary. I suggest you read all of what he says. It's at rciaction.org. In DSWCI, DX Window, Graham Bell in South Africa reports, Radio Tele Kandip in Bunia, Congo DR, 5066.33. Heard February 1st at 0248 with up-tempo local pop songs, a male speaker, and ID as La Radio Kandip. He says it seems to be signing on even earlier than before, sometime after 0200, but before 0300 UT. An unidentified broadcast station in the 40-meter ham band quickly got the attention of the intruder watchers in Europe. It was unidentified for a time on 7175, but as of March 4th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it's Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea. And as a matter of fact, that is a frequency they formerly used, among others, in the area. It was heard between 1500 and 1832 UT. Tom Taylor forwards a trilingual notice from Radio Channel 292. Here's part of what they say in English. Perhaps you already read it. From March 8th until 22nd, we will be off the air due to preparations for our second power amplifier. But on March 22nd, from 10 to 11 UT, there will be a new program for the German Amateur Radio Club on 6070 with 100 kilowatts. No doubt from some other site. They say perhaps we can start the 10-kilowatt transmitter the same day in the evening. And we hope we can increase power as planned during the following weeks. Here's more about the German Amateur Radio Club broadcast, or DARC, on 6070 from Rainer Englert, ADDX, via NTT Actuel. The first broadcasts are scheduled for March 22nd at 10 to 11 on 6070, that's via Austria with 100 kilowatts. And then the next day, March 23rd at 16 to 17, 6070, the Rohrbach, Germany, 10 kilowatt transmitter. Of course, all this amateur radio news will be in German, but I've heard rumors that there might be some English segments later. Via Zacharias Liangas, some press reports about the situation in Greece. One says the government will reopen public television, which was closed in 2013. It wants to introduce a bill in Parliament, a draft law, to that end, and they want to allow the redundant workers, if they desire, to return to their jobs. Well, this story is all about television, but let's hope it's also concerning ERT radio in Greece. You may recall that Greenland is reactivating three medium-wave transmitters, which had been off the air for a few years. 650 was already back by December 1st, and now in DSWCIDX Window, Eric Kuya in Denmark reports that the second one began February 26th. It's on 570 in Nuuk, near the capital of Greenland, with a 5-kilowatt transmitter. The third one, to come back around June 1st, will be on 720. Ivo Ivanov says a new unidentified clandestine broadcast for North Korea started February 27th. The transmitter site is secret. The time is 13 to 14 UT on 11540. He put up some videos, including audios, at swldxbulgaria.blogspot.com in case someone can understand what they're saying. It remains unidentified so far because he says all the other clandestine broadcasts in Korean at the same time are accounted for on other frequencies. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1763. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Thomas Hunt, who's from Kentucky but has been living in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. He says, love the show. Thanks for all the effort and willingness to share. He sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702. Radio Kuwait remains off the air from 21540 and used to provide the best signal on 13 meters in our mornings during their Arabic service. Ivo Ivanov says one of their transmitters is temporarily down, and it's also the same one which would be carrying English at 18 to 21 on 15540. That is also absent without leave. Alokesh Gupta's radioactivity blog has some news from World Christian Broadcasting about their Madagascar project. The freshly minted 100-kilowatt transmitters were loaded on a cargo ship in the port of Houston on January 12th. A few days later, the ship sailed bound for the Indian Ocean. Arrival date is expected to be around March 25th. The ships will cross many, many miles of open Atlantic Ocean before they sail under the tip of Africa to head north to their destination. The two transmitters were built at a cost of $1 million each, so we are praying for smooth sailing and a safe arrival. Once transmitters are unloaded at our station, much work is left to be done. They must be installed in the building that has been awaiting their arrival. It must be connected to the diesel generators. Technicians from Continental in Dallas must go to fine-tune their installation. Once all that has been done, we can begin the testing process, which may take more than a month. Once everything is in order, we can begin broadcasting in late 2015 or early 2016, initially in six languages: Arabic, Spanish, English, Chinese, Russian, and International English, meaning for India and nearby countries where English is a second language. That very bad heterodyne I mentioned last week, caused by FABC Philippines being off frequency above 9400, clashing with Voice of Kurdistan via Pridnestrovia before 14UT, was finally fixed on February 26th, not quite on the same frequency, but making a fast subaudible heterodyne rather than a loud audible one. This may have happened because Wolfgang Büschel notified Ludo Maas of BRB, broker of the Kurdistan service, about the problem, suggesting he lean on FEBC to fix it. And apparently they did, but will it stay fixed? It has happened before. An even better idea, don't even try to share a frequency with them. In Cumbridex, Dave Vogue in Pennsylvania has been monitoring Solomon Islands on their old off frequency again, February 26th at 10:08. 5019.87. This was during a lull in modulation from Cuba on 5025. When Rebelde was off, he heard it again at 10:36. And on March 4th, he was able to detect Solomon's on 5019.88 at 11:40, although with heavy interference from Cuba. The promised frequency changes by Radio Exterior de España were supposed to go into effect February 27th due to complaints from mariners that the frequencies they had been using were too low. This did not happen, partially until the next day, February 28th, and one could not be sure which frequencies would be in use from one day to the next. But apparently the plan is for 9620 to remain on the air for North America, even as early as 15UT on weekends, when it's really too low across the noon meridian. 11940 for South America was supposed to be replaced by 17715, but it's still being heard. 12030 has been replaced by 15490. And 11685 replaced by 17755. The weekday transmission remains only from 19 to 23 UT and weekends from 15 until 23. 15490 does quite a good job here, as well as later in the day on 9620. Españoles en la Mar is the prime program for mariners, which has not been cut off. It's at 21 to 22 UT on weekdays, but it's not only about nautical matters. The target service for Sudan and South Sudan, Radio Tamazight, puts a very big signal into North America, inexplicably, from the Vatican site. I keep wondering if they're aiming the antenna in the wrong direction. It's at 15 to 1530 UT on 15400 and 15550. That is, when it's on the air at all. However, some days it has been totally missing without explanation. It was not on February 27th or March 2nd, even though it comes on later at 15:30 on 15550 for its sibling station, Radio Dabanga. Under the circumstances, you'd think there'd be some clandestine broadcasts for Syria, but not on shortwave. However, Roger in Germany forwards some info he posted to the Net Radio Group that there are some broadcasts for Syria from outside the country called Syria FM, available on YouTube. Julia Tika is a person involved in this, and there are English subtitles on programs called Syrian Breezes, Radio Soul, S-O-U-L, Our Country FM, or Radio for Everyone. It says 20 Syrian broadcasters launched in the last 3 years with employees in Syria and studios abroad. You might find more about this also in German at www.deutschlandradiokultur.de. Losing their relays in France, Radio Taiwan International is carrying out test transmissions March 5th through 7th UT on 11920 at 02 until 0300. The Spanish section of Radio Taiwan International does not say what the transmitter site is, but WRMI Facebook says it's WRMI, and I heard the first test here on March 7th at 0200. Well, that was quick, says John Filiozzi, upon forwarding a press release from the Broadcasting Board of Governors March 4th that they've announced the CEO and Director Andrew Lack will be departing the agency. As we recall, he only started a few weeks ago. The press release doesn't really tell us why, as you might expect, but they go on to say they will now work to attract an equally talented executive to help continue to transform our agency. BBG's Director of Global Operations, Andre Mendes, will serve as interim CEO and director while a search is conducted for Lack's replacement. Well, it's finally happened what we feared might be in the offing, the termination of Global 24 on WRMI. A lot of the programming was not appearing as scheduled, and there appeared to be a number of problems behind the scenes. It turned out the final broadcast ended at 24 UT on March 3rd. 9395 then went off the air for an hour deliberately and came back with a new 24-hour client, True News, which WRMI is already carrying on 7455 and 5850. I'm not positive, but they may have dropped 5015 as a result. Oh, they're also on 11550, they have been in the daytime. Anyhow, 9395 will remain 24 hours, but now with True News. So what becomes of Global 24? Their webcast, which was also managed by WRMI, lasted a few hours longer, but then it was replaced by the same daytime film music from France Musique as on 9955's web stream. Our thanks to Art Whitmans in British Columbia, who was first to notify us of this drastic change. I then made immediate inquiries of WRMI and got this reply from facility manager Terry Elders. He said, Global 24 is no longer affiliated with Radio Miami International. Also, there was no carrier between midnight and 01 to separate the two. True News will now air 24 hours a day on 9395. We're still waiting for any reply from Phil Workman or others at Global 24 about what comes next, but Mike Baraclough found a message on Twitter and Facebook March 4th saying, "We hope to be back on the air soon and on a new frequency as well." This, of course, means that World of Radio loses a number of airtimes, which Global 24 was kind enough to give us while they were operational. Of course, we'll still be on WRMI's own transmissions. The non-9955 frequencies, I think, will retain the same universal times even after the one-hour DST switch, which occurs already March 8th. Note those times and frequencies. Fridays at 2130 on 7570 and 15770. Saturdays at 1000 on 5850. And Sundays at 2300 on 11580. The daylight shift at World of Radio Universal Times on 9955, effective March 8th, should be UT Thursdays at 0330, Tuesdays at 1100, Wednesdays at 1315, and Thursdays at 12:30 UT. More bad news concerning World of Radio availability on shortwave. KVOH has notified me that we've been canceled effective immediately. No explanation received yet. So you can no longer hear us at 02:30 UT Sundays on that station. Our new Saturday night broadcasts, however, via WA0RCR, continue on 1860 AM in the 160-meter band. The nominal time, I guess the earliest we might start, is 04:15 UT Sundays, soon to be, I think, 03:15 with daylight time, yet to be confirmed. However, so far, the actual start time has been about 10 minutes later. And back to WRMI programming, in case you missed the shortwave Shindig special live broadcast, David Gorin says a repeat has been scheduled for Saturday evening, March 7th. At 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern, that's UT Sunday, March 8th at 03 to 04, again on 7570. And looking further ahead, Keith Perrone says he's marking the 6th anniversary of the Happy Station returning in the founding of PCJ Radio with a special 2-hour broadcast, also on 7570 from WRMI, starting March 14th, Saturday at 2300, lasting until 01 UT on March 15th. As shortwave opportunities to hear World of Radio diminish, you might want to consider, if you haven't already, signing up for podcasts. There are currently 3 or maybe 4 different ways to do it. They're all linked at the top of our homepage, worldofradio.com. Of course, our other shortwave outlets in the U.S. remain WBCQ, shifting 1 UT hour earlier from March 8th, Area 51 at 0300 UT Mondays on 5110, and on Wednesdays at 2100 on 7490. The propagation outlook from Boulder, unsettled to active geomagnetic field, March 7th, 8th, 14th, and 16th to 18th. ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4 on the 16th and 17th, 20 and 4 on the 23rd, and 30 and 5 on March 28th. Solar flux dipping to 115 March 9th and rising to 135 by March 16th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1763.